You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
When you buy Kroger brand products, you feel like you're winning. That's because they offer proven quality at lower than low prices. In fact, we guarantee that you and your family will love how Kroger brand products taste, or you get your money back. So next time you're shopping for the family, look for delicious Kroger brand products, because they'll make you all feel like you're winning. Shop now, in-store, or online. Kroger, fresh for everyone.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Drew is on the phone today for a first date follow-up. He's getting ghosted by a woman named Jess. And we're going to see if we can help him out. What's up, Drew? How are you?
Hey, guys. Thanks for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem, man.
Yeah, so I went on this first date with this girl, Jess. You know, I met her recently, and we went out, and she told me she was into basketball. You know, I'm okay. Into basketball, so I wasn't going to take her to the court on the first date. That seems a little much. Well, what I did is I took her to an arcade that had, like, you know, they had the basketball hoops there that you can just, like, shoot.
Pop a shot? That's fun.
I love that.
We played that. We played a bunch of other games, you know, air hockey and stuff like that. Ended up making out by the motorcycle gang. You know, it was pretty cool.
Oh, sweet. What happened?
Well, you know, everything was good. We, you know, ended the night with a few beers and, you know, some appetizers, some wings and stuff like that. And I, you know, end of the night, I took her home. I walked her to her door. We kissed a little bit more. And I thought we had a great night. She said she had a great night. I knew we had a great night. And so I was expecting a second date to come around. But now, yeah, she's not returning my calls or my text messages or anything like that. I don't know. It's been over a week. And I figured, you know, did I do something wrong? Like, I thought we were having a great time, and now I feel like I'm getting ghosted here.
Is there anything that could have happened during the date? Like, are you super competitive?
I mean, I was, like, you know, just joking around and, you know, like, screaming airball every time she would throw it, but not every time. I mean, at one point, you know, when I was paying the bill, she, I don't know, called me out for leaving a big tip. I used to, you know, serve and bartend when I was in college. So, you know, when people take good care of me, I take good care of them.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I don't know. She dropped something like I tip like 30%. And she's like, oh, you're just throwing away money. And though that line was kind of weird to me, kind of off. But I don't know if maybe she's a little conservative with her spendings. But I don't know. I take care of my own.
That wasn't a red flag to you?
Yeah.
Wow.
I mean, no, I didn't really see it that way, you know, at the moment. I mean, I just thought, you know, She was maybe a little more conservative, but I didn't think any more than that.
We've heard people not get a call back when they've been a terrible tipper,
yeah,
but not for being a good tipper.
Like, it's one thing to be stingy and another thing to be overgenerous, and I feel like I'm right somewhere in the middle, you know?
I hate to even jump to this conclusion, but the only other thing that ever crosses my mind when you hear about people that did make out on a date and not get a call back, it's like, was something there with the chemistry? Like, were you just not a good kisser? I know I've said that before, but
I've never gotten any complaints on my kissing style. I don't know, maybe I had bad breath or something. I don't know. I don't know. I have no idea.
So did she talk to you at all after your date?
No, that's the thing, is that, like, I haven't been in touch with her since that one date, and which is, like I said, so random and weird to me, because I thought we had something. I thought there was a spark. I thought there was chemistry.
How long has it been since you talked to her?
It's been like a week and a half, I guess. So, I mean, if something did come up in her life, I mean, I kind of feel like she'd have time to deal with it by now and at least return a text or something, you know?
Yeah.
How many times have you reached out to her?
I don't know, I will text her in the morning, you know, just, you know, a little good morning text, no response. When I know she's at work, and I'm like, hope you're having a good day at work, no response. And then I'll call her, you know, at night, see if everything's fine, go straight to voicemail.
Drew, you're using, like, you're not using past tense words. Are you still texting her that right now, like a week and a half later?
I mean, I've lightened up, but okay. I'm still trying to reach it out, you know.
Okay, good.
Have you been texting her every morning and calling her every night?
No, I'm not trying to be like creeper like that, but you know, it's kind of like, hey, thinking about you, kind of shooting it out there, balls in your court, you know,
right?
Unintended, because okay. She's a baller,
right? Oh,
okay.
All right,
that's a good one.
Well, we'll try to figure it out for you, man. We'll play a song, come back, and then call her and see if she'll tell us why she's ghosting you and get you another date if you still want one with your first date follow up. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, guys.
All right, play a song, come back, get your first date follow up next.
This is it, your moment. This is your time to make your comeback with Purdue Global. When you come back with a Purdue Global degree, you create opportunity for yourself, your family, and your future. It's a degree you can be proud of, a degree that employers will trust and respect. Purdue Global offers working adults like you over 175 flexible degree programs to meet your specific career goals. These include associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral degrees and certificates. Purdue Global degree programs range from nursing to business to communication and more. Whatever your interest, we have the degree that will move you forward. You have the knowledge. You have the experience. Now it's time to get credit for the work you've done and earn the recognition you deserve with Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. You know you're worth it. We do too. So don't wait another second to get the degree that will take your career to the next level. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Like many of us, you might think identity theft will never happen to you. But consider this. There's a new identity theft victim every 3 seconds in the U.S. That's over 15 million people by the end of this year, equal to the populations of New York, Los Angeles, and Chicago combined. Even worse, identity theft victims often don't even know they're victims. That's why LifeLock Identity Theft Protection alerts you to identity threats, even the ones that don't show up on a credit report, like data breaches, fraudulent bank transactions, loan and credit card applications, and crimes committed in your name. If your identity is stolen, your own dedicated LifeLock U.S.-based restoration specialist will work to fix it. LifeLock protects you in ways that you simply can't on your own. Join now and save up to 25% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. That's LifeLock.com/iHeart to save up to 25%. Identity theft protection starts here.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
First date follow-up. Powered by the Advocates Injury Attorneys. Online at advocateslaw.com.
Right in the middle of your first date follow-up, if you're just joining us, Drew is on the phone. And Drew might not be getting a call back because he's a good tipper. I don't think that's the reason, Drew. But we're about to call the woman that Drew went on a date with named Jess and see why she's ghosting him and see if we can get him another date in just a second. But first, Drew, refresh everybody's memory about your date with Jess.
Well, I took her out to a little arcade. We played a little hoops there. We had a great time, had some beers and food, did a little makeout sesh, thought we had a great time, and now I'm being ghosted.
About to call her right now. Anything else you want to say before we do that, Drew?
I hope she has a good answer, I guess.
I hope so, too, for you, Drew.
All right, I'm gonna call her right now. Here we go. Hi, may I speak to Jess, please?
This is she.
Jess, how are you? This is, my name is Jubal from a radio show called The Jubal Show.
Hi, Jess.
I know your show. Hi, guys.
Oh, hey.
Why are you calling me? Oh, my God.
Well, I love this enthusiasm, Jess. My name's Nina. I'm the new one.
Jess, thank you for listening to the show. Appreciate that.
Yeah, I'm a little nervous. Why are you calling me?
I mean, you know the options. It could be a first date follow-up. Are you in a relationship and cheating on someone or think that they might be cheating on you?
No, I did go on a date.
So it is a first date follow-up, yes. You went on a date with somebody recently and now you're ghosting them.
I'm ghosting him. His name is Drew.
Yeah. His name is Drew. We talked to Drew.
Yeah, he's a nice guy. He's a really nice guy. We went on a date. I had a really good time. I truly did. I really, really did. And he's a really nice guy. But, I could date him. But right now I'm at the point where, I only want to date someone who's going to be the husband. And as nice as he was and as much fun as I had, I don't see him as the husband. And I don't want to, be dating if it's not going to be the long-term one.
But so what about him makes you feel like he's not the one? Because if he's so great, you went on one date, you obviously were attracted to him enough. We heard you guys made out and stuff.
Yeah, but you have friends that you love to death and they're wonderful, but you would never marry them,
Sure.
So he's one of those. He was a good kisser and all, but it didn't take me, it didn't hit me spiritually the place that I needed to.
So he kissed you like a date and not a husband.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, well, a lot of people are good kissers. I mean, don't get me wrong. He was a really nice guy, but he's not the one for me. I could introduce him to somebody because he's a really nice guy, but he's not the one for me.
So, Jess, are you going on a lot of these first dates and just, having a great time and figuring out that they're not the one?
Yeah. I mean, isn't that the formula?
Yes. Yes, it is.
I mean, I could waste his time, his money. I mean, he was a great tipper, too. He's a nice guy and everything. Well, actually, that's another thing. I mean, he, totally over-tipped, 30%. And I'm looking for somebody who knows how to manage their money, A husband that's not going to, be spending all the money out, when he's away from me. I mean, that's a red flag.
So you want a husband who's going to tip, a standard 18 to 20%?
No, according to what's, but I mean, 30%. I mean, it wasn't service wasn't that amazing. Jesus.
She's like, tip well, just not too well.
Yeah. Well, Jess, thank you for your honesty. Thank you for listening.
Yeah. Well, thank you for calling me.
Yeah, no problem.
I love your show.
Jess, are you forgetting something about the first date follow-ups, though?
Oh, God. No, I don't want another date. I remember.
Not that part.
I remember.
That part's coming up.
That part.
There's another part, though.
Oh God, Drew, are you on the phone?
Yes, Drew's on the phone.
Oh no, I forgot that's part of it. Oh my goodness. Oh, I know, Jess. when I'm listening to the show, I'm always like, I hope they don't hear that. Oh God, I forgot. Well, it was nice knowing you, Drew. I hope you find a wonderful person.
Just right away.
I mean, at least we're being honest now.
Yeah,
that was quick, though.
Right to the point.
Yeah, I say. Wrote me off real quick there, huh?
You deserve somebody else. You deserve somebody else. I'm not the one for you. You could tell from the phone call. I'm not the one.
I'm starting to pick that up now.
Very perceptive.
How do you feel about just not feeling like you're a husband?
Like, I could be hubby material. I am totally hubby material.
Not for me, but you could.
Well, we had a good time. Was it because I gave too much money to the server, or, I mean...
Oh, Lord, have mercy. That was something, but, come on, guys, 30%. I mean, we have,
I'm totally husband material, though. I mean, you just got to get to know me. I'm a nurturer, I'm caring, I'm funny, I'm a good cook. I'll let you beat me in basketball.
How are you at DIY projects, Drew?
Everything I own is from IKEA, so I'm pretty good at it.
You guys think I was too quick, too rash? You think maybe I should give him a break?
Well, I think we were kind of leaning in that direction, Jess.
Yeah, I mean, I think it'd be very hard to tell if somebody is potential long-term boyfriend material or husband material after one date. I'm more interested that it was IKEA that got you to kind of turn around. You're like, oh, hello.
I mean, I thought we had a good first impression, but if I have to throw in a second impression in there, I'd be more than happy to.
I mean, you guys, a date to IKEA is a move.
I don't know. I don't know. Maybe we could go to IKEA together and I'll see.
I personally, as a dude, I feel like Drew hearing that from you and still trying to convince you to go out with him is husband material, because I know for me, especially when I was single and I didn't want to get married at all, I'm married now, but that took a long time to get there. And if I was out with someone and I heard them say that, or I went out with someone and I heard them say that, I'd be like, well, cool, I'm not your material, definitely not, because I didn't want to get married, you know?
Okay, Jubal, as a dude, I heard your response, but can I have Victoria's response?
I don't think a second date would be a bad thing.
I agree.
Okay, well, what if I'm willing to do one more? Or we give it one more try? Should we give it one more try?
Jess, would you like to go out on another date with Drew? We'll pay for it.
Okay, that settles it. Let's go, Drew.
All right. Sweet.
But this time, Jess, you can't ghost him. You just have to straight up say, I still don't think you're my husband.
We can go. We'll have a great time, but I won't marry you. I still don't think you're my husband.
Oh. We can work on it little by little. Little by little. Baby steps. Baby steps.
Stay tuned, everybody.
Yeah. Check in with us and let us know, Jess. Congratulations, Drew. You got another date, man.
Awesome. Thank you, guys. That worked out well.
Jubal's first date follow-up, powered by the Advocates Injury Attorney, online at advocateslaw.com.
Whether you're a savvy spender maximizing your savings with cashback rewards, a thrifty rate watcher seeking the lowest interest, or a travel enthusiast looking for extraordinary perks, Kemba Financial Credit Union has a Visa to complement your lifestyle and unique needs. Apply today at Kemba.org to unlock a limited-time 2% cashback on purchases, and pay 0% interest on balance transfers for an entire year with a new Visa from Kemba. You deserve a card that works for you. Restrictions apply. Offer ends June 30th, 2024.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Are you still searching for your perfect place to call home? Well, now is the time to buy at Fisher Homes. If you're looking to move in before the end of 2024, May could be your last opportunity to start building your dream home and close before the year's end. If you're hoping to move in even sooner, Fisher Homes also has homes that are move-in ready and waiting for you, where you can start enjoying the benefits of homeownership even faster. Schedule your personal tour with a new home advisor today at fisherhomes.com and make this spring the season you find your perfect home sweet home.